Sweetie's friends, this year should be a special chus for every mom and imi morazi sheyichyu, and l'schus simcha benecha gittel, l'gilshana basnecha gittel, chanali basnecha gittel, and adina basheva basnecha gittel, moshe yidah ben peshetin, l'nishmas, maris Esther bas Reb Shmuel, and is based on the Torah of Mori v'Rabbi Hagaon HaGadol, v'chaya meir harwitz shlita. We're going to be discussing the gedder of hefker based in hefker. There's a machlokes, rishonim, about hefker based in hefker. Is pshat that based in is only mafkir the mammon. And the person who wants to be zocha in the moment has to be zocha and be koned like he's koned any other chayfritz. Or maybe pshat is that Bezin can be mafkir mammon from Ruvain and be makne mammon to Shimon. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Aliyas to Rabbeinu Yonah, Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, Bezin are not makne mos to the second person, they're just mafkir mos to the mafkir mos from one party, and then the second party has to come and be zoche. So the Beis Din only does one. They only do the hafkara, the hefker. There's no word hafkara. They only do the hefker, but they don't do the hakna. The hakna the person has to do on their own. The other opinion is that of the Rashba. The Rashba holds Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis, Divor Maschorabas, so writes the Rivash, that in Shin Sadi Tes, that Beis Din is mafkir Mos Meruvain, and they're makne the Mos to Shimon. So the discussion will be Shitas HaRashba, that based in our makne Mos L'Sheni, is Koach based in Lahaknos Lakona Kamo Kol Mizaka Hejot, Shemizaka Lachaver Kamo Kena based in Mizaka Nachefetz L'Sheni, is Pshat, that just like a Hejot, a regular guy is makne, so too based in is, or maybe based in the dinim of based in being makne mos is not subordinate, is not bound by normal dine makne ukone, but rather it's charig, rather it's yotze min haklal, and even when somebody normally can't be makne, based in still has a koach of hakna, that the Torah gave koach to our chachamim to be koveh bailus on a mammon or on an object, even though begidrei kinyanim, a person doesn't have this koach. And the yesod ha-safik is, do we say Beis Din is like a hedjot that could be poel al yidei hakna? So not only is Beis Din, obviously a person can't be mafkir. So Beis Din, what Beis Din does is Beis Din is mafkir for moving and gives it to Shimon like a regular hedjot, like das acheres makne. Or do we say no? That even if within the normal rules and strictures and guidelines of hakna, it can't be done. Normal being makne from one person to another, das acheres, Beis Din is able to go even beyond that. They can create a chalos that normally a hedyot cannot create. And the nafkamina is that Beis Din is kedas acheres makne, then the zoche is going to have to be machnesed into his rishus or by magbia. He just doesn't need kavana liknos. He doesn't need kavana to be kone, and he also doesn't need a chatzer mishtameres like the ksos achoshen ayin sham and simon reisiv katan beis writes in the name of the shita mekubetzes. So if Beis Din is like das acheres makne, then the zoche is going to have to do some sort of hachnasa l'rishuso or hagba. He just doesn't need kavana liknos, and he doesn't need a chatzir mishtameres. But if we say that Beis Din is not kedas acheres makne, and they could be machnes l'rishus hasheni gam below kinyanim, so even if the chayfetz is now in rishus harabim, it's shaykh to the other person, because again, Beis Din goes out of the normal guidelines of das acheres makne. If it was das acheres makne, then the kona has to do something. But here, that if we say that Beis Din isn't kedas acheres makne, then the kona doesn't have to do anything. Even if the chayfet is munach b'shus rabim, the kona did nothing, he's still kona the object. So Harav Harwitz Shlita brings a number of rayas, like the second sad, that the koach Beis Din is not kafuf, is not bound to normal hilchas makne v'kone. In Sukkah, it says in Daf Menvav Amud Beis, Reb Zeira, Lalikni, famous Gemara, Lalikni, Yinish Hashana, Liyinuka, B'yoma Tova Kamo, shouldn't be makne Yarbim Minim to a child on the first day of Yontif. Why? Says the Gemara, because a Yinuka, Mikne Kone, Aknuila Makne, Yinuka, child, can be kone, but he can't be makne. So, Ashtakach, to Konofik, Belulav, She'en, O'Shelov, Kuptoi, so it'll emerge that it will emerge that a the person who is makne to this this arbaminim to the katan is going to be yosef the lulav sheino shelo, because he was makne the arbaminim to the katan, but he can't the katan can't be makne it back. So it turns out now that he's being yotze, it's not shelo, and you're not yotze in the first day if it's not shelo. So the Ritva writes the maslam mipnei mi uvadei lasa the rebzei rele bekanchel agenos haputos, that Reb Zeira is only talking about smaller ketanim that haven't gotten to onus hapeutos. So if he's a little kid, but he's smart enough that you give him a rack and he knows to throw it away, but you give him a nut and he knows to take it and eat it, so he's such a katan is zochel atzma and he's not zochel acherim. So that's who Reb Zeira is talking about. So even if you hold that the schus of a katan is midrabanan, if das acheres is makne also, then he's kone. But it's still a zechi gemura. Why? Because hefker based in hefker. Because the hefker based in is hefker. They were mafkir this. So this small cotton, shaloi ginalon saputos, so he's zochenau derabanan. It's a zechi gemura. Because hefker based in hefker. And now it becomes his. And since he doesn't know to be makne, lo yada la aknuye, he doesn't know to be makne back. What do you mean he doesn't know? He's not able, he doesn't have the capacity to be makne back the arba minim to the gadol. Memela, it emerges that the gadol is not yotze with the lulav that belongs to him, even the din Torah. Wow. So bepshuto, we have to understand this ritva, since the ritva is going like those who hold that das acheres makne is not effective to be makne to the katan min haTorah, because the Ritva says we're only dealing here according to the opinion that das acheres makne is midrabanan. So here we're saying that das acheres makne is only derabanan, not min haTorah. So if that's true, then hefker based in hefker isn't any better than das acheres makne. So then it turns out that even though there's hefker based in hefker here, but the katan is not kona the lula of midaraisa. And if the katan is not the lulav of midaraisa, how does the Ritva say that since the katan doesn't know to be makna the arba minim back, so the person's not going to be yotze with the lulav, because it's a lulav she'enu shalom, and he's not even yotze daraisa? Ma pitom? The lulav wasn't yotze merishusa midaraisa, it was only yotze merishusa midarabana. Because he says that shafilu mandiyam the divrei omer dischus to cut midrabanan ikishes asacheres makna. So even if you hold that we're talking here about the opinion that asacheres makna is only din derabanan. So if it's only din derabanan, then how do you say that the gadol isn't yotzei derais? Derais, it's still his. The whole hakna, everything only happened here on a derabanan level. So it must be that the beis din can be makna chayfet to somebody else. Even medina kenyanim, there's no such kenyan, and therefore I day hefker beis din hefker, they were makne the lulav to the katan, and the lulav belongs to him midaraisa, and therefore if he tries to be makne it back, it's not going to work, because even midaraisa, because he can't be makne it back, and he was kind of daraisa. How are they hefker based in hefker? I were according to the opinion that das acheres makne that is only derabanan. So he was only konet derabanan. Since he was only konet derabanan, so then because das acheres makne is only midrabanan, then how do you say that the gadol isn't yotzei daraisa? The answer is because of hefker based in hefker, it belongs to the katan al midaraisa, and because you see, so you see that das acheres makne goes out of the normal gedarim of das acheres makne. Because hefker based in hefker means that it's even his daraisa, even though, according to the pin, das acheres makne is only derabanan, it should only be derabanan here. But since we get involved with the basin, gets involved, hefker based in hefker, it becomes the katan's daraisa, and therefore the gadol is even yotzei daraisa. So according to this, that the Ritva writes, that b'kat shegil onas hapu'utos yachol haknos hakat alulav l'katan, v'kat yachsev yaknol alulav. So the Ritva says that if you're dealing with an older katan, who's 9 years old, 10 years old, that he already gil onas haputos, even 7 years old, that he already reached that older stage of onas haputos, So he can be makne the lulav to the katan, and the katan can be makne the lulav back. But according to what we're saying, we have to understand, since Alidei Hefker based in Hefker, the lulav is now shaykh to the katan midaraisa, so even though Begi Alonis HaPautos, if so, even if he's Magi Alonis HaPautos, what does it matter? He can't be makne min HaTorah. Katan, even if he's Magi Alonis HaPautos, can't be makne min HaTorah. So, you said that if he's a katan shalogi Alonis HaPautos, he can't be makne it back. Seder, because he's low gear lonus at blues, he's too small. But if he's being on Megia Lonus at blues, he can be makin it back midirabanan, because his Masu Matin works derabanan, Beseder, but he can't be makin it minatorah. So then how can the Ritva say that this cotton shegir lonus at putos can be makin the arba meaning back? He can't be makin it minatorah, and we say that we're dealing here in the realm of minatorah, we're on a minatorah level. So we have to say that the Ritva holds that a kinyan midirabanan is mehani midaraisa. That yes, this is a kinyan derabanan, because a katan shegia laonis hapuutos is only able to make a kinyan midarabanan, but that's even going to be effective on a daraisa level. On a daraisa level, it's going to be effective because we have a famous machlokas. There's so much talk about this, so much in the svarim and the shon and the achronim, loads and loads of discussions that. If you make a kinyan midrabanan, is that effective for a daraisa? For example, if I'm kona money, I'm kona an object midrabanan, I make a derabanan to a kinyan, can I now go marry a woman with this and be married midaraisa? So the Ritva is obviously holding that begin alonis haputos is only making a back midrabanan. But the gadol can still be yotzei daraisa, even though he made a kinyan derabanan, he can still be kona it back. It's still, this kinyan derabanan is going to be effective for him on a Doraisa level, and so writes Marina Von in his Agos on the Machne Ephraim, no relation to the famous Israeli president Yitzhak Navon, or maybe yes, a relation. And his Agos on the Machne Ephraim, Perek Beis Mekinyan Amshicha, Bedas Haritva. So that's how the Kadosh Shegilos and Aputos can be makened back. You're right, we're dealing on a Doraisa level, and he's only makened back on a Derabanan level, but Kinyan Derabanan Mahani L'Doraisa. So to explain that Sa, that Hefker based in Hefker, is even stronger than normal Das Acheres, we can say Adavar Nachon, that the Maharshal, famously, and other numerous Achronim, and this Maharshal Ziyam Shashloma, Perak Yudhi Yavam, Simon Yutes, Kosov Shepu, Machlokas HaRishonim, Mim Hefker based in Havirav Hefker, O Gam Haknala Sheni, is Hefker based in Hefker, merely Hefker, it's also being makned to the other person. This is totally in the Alfusos. How do we know Hefker based in is Hefker? We have in Gittin Lamed Vav Amed Beis, that according to Rav Yitzchak, that is learned from the Pasuk of Kol Asher Lo Yavo. And whoever doesn't come within 3 days as proposed by the princes and the elders, all of his property should be confiscated and he should be separated from the congregation of the exile. In order to exhort the people to banish the non-Jewish wives that some had taken, Ezra and the leaders, the men of the great assembly, issued a call that all the remaining exiles should gather in Yerushalayim within 3 days or suffer the penalty stated in this verse. So we see that they have the power to confiscate property, but this is only talking about confiscating property. So that's one Yalfusa. What's the other Yalfusa? These are inheritances were apportioned by Elazar Kohen, Yeshua Binun, the heads of the patriarchal families. And then there's a detailed account of how Eretz Yisrael was divided among the tribes. So here you see that, as the Gemara says, Manyan Rashi Meitel Avos, it says in the Pasuk, Rashi Avos, why do I say Rashi and Avos? Tell you, just like Avos are Manchil B'nei is Komashi Yirtsu, so to Rashim, the leaders apportion whatever they please, Komashi Yirtsu, whatever they want, they can apportion. So you see that they even have the power not only to be mafgir, but they also have the power to be makne, because Beis Din is giving it to whoever they want. So it's Talui. If you learn from the first Yalfusa, they only have Kavanah to be mafgir. And if you learn from the second Yalfusa, not only have Kavanah to take the land, be mafkir it, but they even have kavanah to give it out. Nobody could say that he's dissatisfied. So that's going to be talui, how we learn this Hefker Beis Din Hefker is going to be talui in the two Yalfusas. Now, according to this, that the Beis Din is manchil to kol echad, are in chilu gam b'ketan, l'ketanim shoye b'chol shevet. They were even manchil to the ketanim that were in every tribe, like we say in Kedushat Daf Mam Beis Amar Aleph. So if say we can learn there, so we can learn from here that Hefkenev Beis Din Hefker is better than Das Acheres Makna. Right? Because there we're talking about Hefker based in Hefker, and it applies even to Ketanim, even on a Doraisa level. So, Das Acheres Makne might only work on a Derabanan level, but here you have even a source from the Torah. that there's that Hefker Beis and Hefker works, and that's even stronger than Das Acheres Makne. However, in this proof that we wrote from the Ritva, we can say a davar chadash, and we can be doich the hochacha. So what can we say to push away this hochacha and say that no, that hefker beis din hefker does not go out of the normal boundaries of das acheres makne? How do we see this? Because we could say as follows: that if the lulav would remain birshus hagadol midoy raisa, even though midrabanan, the katan, would be kona the lulav, the katan could not be yotze even midrabanan. What we want to say is that if the lulav would be birshus hagadol midoy raisa, even though midrabanan, the katan, is kona the lulav, the katan is not yotze even midrabanan. Why not? Why not midrabanan is kona? Even though midrabanan is not kona, midrabanan is kona. Why not? Because the etzem adavar, the midrabanan, the lulav is shayach to the gadol, that's a chisaron in lachem. Because the esrog is still shayach a little bit to the baal lulav, even klapi the midrabanan. That if on a midrabanan level it still belongs to the gadol, that's migareya, that causes a chisaron in the lachem. Even in a derabanan level, we can compare it to the famous sheet to Seireim. They didn't even record to the Man Diarba, Gezel Akum is Mutter, it's still not Lachem. And the Echronim explain, because a Goy has his Chus Tfisa. Why, even if you hold Gezel Akum is Mutter, it's still not considered yours. Why? Because the Goy still has his Chus Tfisa. So we could say the same thing in Esrog. That in Esrog, it's still Shaykh to the Gadol Min HaTorah. So that's Migareya, the Lachem of the Katan, who is Koneit Midirabanan. So according to this, we can say that the Ritva writes that the Gadol isn't Yotzei Doraisa. What do we want to say earlier? You know why the Gadol isn't Yotzei Doraisa? Because Ayidei Hefker, based in Hefker, the Lulav is Shayich Midoraisa to the Katan. And then he can't go back and be Makne the Lulav to the Gadol. And we wanted to say that even though Das Acheres Makne might only be the Rabbanon, the Fidat Man the Yomar, but here Ayidei Hefker, based in Hefker, the Lulav is Shayich Midoraisa to the Katan, because Hefker, based in Hefker, goes stronger than a normal Das Acheres Makne. Now, we can say now, Pshat is, what the Ritva means is, that Bezdin made Hefker Al Yidei Tupulos. What did the Bezdin do? First they were mafkia the bailus of the Baal Alulav Lagamri Midoraisa. They took it away from the Baal Alulav, even Menatara. And that they could definitely do. Right, Hefker based in Hefker's Menatara. So Menatara, they took it away from the Baal Alulav. But they weren't makna the Lulav as we originally thought to the Katan Midoraisa. No. They were only makna the Lulav to the Katan Midirabanan. And the reason is that if the Lulav would remain in the bailus of the gadol midoraisa, even though midrabanan it was belongs to the katan, that would be migareya, that would cause a chisaron in the lachem of the katan. It wouldn't truly belong to the katan because the gadol still has partial ownership on a doraisa level. He still owns it, and therefore the Ritva holds that Chazal had to be mafkir the esrog, and they had to take it out of the rishus bailim, and then they only gave it to the katan derabanan. And according to this, you can't learn that Hefker based in Hefker is effective, even though if you hold that Das Acheres Makne isn't effective. You can't hold that it's stronger than Das Acheres Makne. No. It's only, just like Das Acheres Makne is the Rabbanan, so to their Hefker based in Hefker, when they gave it to the Katan, it's also the Rabbanan. It's not the Dorais, it's not stronger than Das Acheres Makne. It's also only the Rabbanan. And they did two pulas. They didn't do one pula of being taking it from A and giving it to the katan B, all on a doraisa level. No, they took it away from the first person at the doraisa level, and they were makne to the katan, no stronger than das acheres makne. They only gave it to the katan derabanan. And now we understand very well that the Ritva had to say that the baal halulav is not yotzei midoraisa. Upshuto, we have to understand. Why is it enough to say that even though midoraisa, the gadol, still has it, because Das Acheres Makne is only Derabbanan. Nevertheless, the Gadol is not Yotze Midrabbanan. Midrabbanan ain't a Gadol Yotze, because the Katan can't be Makne. So if he Gielonis HaPautos, it's okay, because Midaraisa, it still belongs to the Gadol, because it's all, everything was done, the Das Acheres Makne was only Derabbanan. And Derabbanan, the Higielonis HaPautos kid, the 6-7-year-old kid, can be Makne'd back. But we're talking about Loi Gielonis HaPautos. Loi Gielonis HaPautos, why don't we say that the Gadol is just not Yotze Midrabbanan? That he gave it to the Katan Midrabbanan? He's Makne to the Katan Derabbanan, but the Katan can't be Makne back Derabbanan. Why does the Ritva have to say that he's not even Yotze Doraisa? So based on what we said, it's beautiful that the Ritva is coming to tell us a Chiddush Din, that if Chazal wouldn't be mafkia, the bailus of the balalul of midoraisa, the katan wouldn't be yotze derabanan. We said the katan's yotze derabanan. How's the katan yotze derabanan? Because the only way he was yotze derabanan is if they were mafkia, the bailus of the gadol midoraisa. Why? Because otherwise we'd be chisaron in lachem. Because if the gadol still owned the midoraisa, it would still be belong partially to the gadol, and then the katan wouldn't be yotze at all. And therefore the Ritva had to say, you know how the katan's yotze derabanan? This katan shlo gilos hanapulos haputos. He's yotze midorabanan. But you know how he's Yotzei Derabbanan? He's Yotzei Derabbanan because the Gadol, this is the Ritva writes before, the Gadol isn't even Yotzei Doraisa. It's Doraisa no longer belongs to the Gadol. And when the Katan tries to give it back, it's not even going to be the Gadol's Midoraisa. Because the only way the Katan can be Yotzei, even Midrabbanan, is if the Gadol no longer owns this Esrug Doraisa. Because if the Gadol still owns this Esrug Doraisa, it's a Chisaron in Lachem, it's Megareya the Lachem of the Katan. So therefore, that's why the Ritva said that the Gadol isn't even Yotzei Midoraisa. Why is he not even Yotzei Midoraisa? He's not Yotzei Midoraisa because in order to enable the Katan to be Yotzei Midorabanan. But again, this is a regular, the Hefker Beis and Hefker is no stronger than Das Acheres Makne. Das Acheres Makne is no Midorabanan. They were Maknit to the Katan Midorabanan. They were Mafkiat from the Gadol Midoraisa. And then they were Maknit to the Katan Midorabanan. But if the Katan tries to give it back, then the Gadol isn't going to be Yotze even Midoraisa. Why do they have to be Mafkiyad from the Gadol Midoraisa? Why did they just work on a Derabbanan level? And the answer is that if they only would have been Mafkiyad from the Gadol on a Derabbanan level, then the Katan wouldn't have been Yotze at all. Can't just say everything's Derabbanan, they're Mafkiyad from Midorabbanan, now the Katan owns it Derabbanan, the Katan's Yotze Derabbanan. That wouldn't work, because the Gadol still owns it, so that's a little bit of a Lachem. That's not Lachem for the Katan anymore. So therefore, the Ritva had to say, the Gadol's not Yotze Doraisa, because they were Mafkiyad from the Gadol Midoraisa. Now it doesn't belong to him at all. They gave it to the Katan Midorabbanan, which is like the normal boundaries of rules of Das Acheres Makne, and now the Katan's Yotze Derabbanan, he can't give it back. And the Gadol is not even Yotze Doraisa if he tries to give it back. Not only is he not Yotze Derabbanan because the Katan can't be Makne Derabbanan, he's not even Yotze Doraisa because he lost the Doraisa. And the Katan certainly can't give it back Doraisa, so that's why he wouldn't be Yotze. But according to this, the Hefker based in Hefker is no stronger than normal Das Acheres Makne. According to this, we don't have to say anymore that if the Katan was Magia Lonas HaPautos, he could be Makne the Lulav to the Katan, and then the Katan's going to be go back and be Makne him the Lulav back. So you don't have to say, according to this, that the Ritva holds that Kinyan Derabbanan Mahani L'Doraisa. That was how we got into trouble before. We said that, well, if they were taking it away from the Gadol Midoraisa, if they're taking it away from the Gadol Midoraisa, and the Katan is only makin it back midrabbanan, so how's the Gadol Yotze? So we said, okay, So the kinyan to Rabbanan that he's making, when the katan shegilos apunus gives it back to him, that's even effective for the daraisa. Now we could say differently, that al yidei hefker based in hefker, what happens? Now the lulav is hefker midaraisa. And then the katan is konet midarabana. But midaraisa, it's hefker. And the katan is konet midarabana. So now when the katan is chozer o makne to the gadol, so the gabi the daraisa, so he's chozer v'zoche mea hefker. Now the gadol can just grab it from the hefker. On a daraisa level, it was earlier on, it was just hefker. And now he can grab it from the hefker. Earlier on, what did we say? We said that it's all on a daraisa, it's being given to the katan, even midaraisa. It isn't hefker midaraisa, it's being given to the katan midaraisa. They took it away from the gadol and gave it to the katan midaraisa, and now the katan gives it back midarabanan. So it must be that kinyan derabanan is effective for daraisa. Now we're saying, no, even better. They hefker based in hefker, what happened? They were mafkir, we said they're two pulos. There's the hafkar and the nakna. They were mafkir it from the, they just made it to hefker midaraisa. And now, how does it belong to the katan? We said like das acheres makna, it's only the katan's midarabanan. Only the katan's midarabanan. So now when the katan goes back and is makna, it's back to the gadol, so the gabi daraisa level, so it never belonged to the katan, so the gadol can just be zochem in a hefker. And the gabi the derabanan, the katan can be makna, because he's a gia lo san putos, he can do business. So that's how he's yotze yedei chova. So based on this, we can learn a chiddush din lahalacha when it comes to Arba Minim and Yom Tov Sheni, which I hope we see in the next shir. And we have other neflos mitaras Hashem to share in the next shir. And I pray to the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he give us life, and he give us koach, and he give us Simchas Chaim, that we are able to continue seeing neflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.